internet search company Google will open the auction this morning for its highly anticipated initial public offering. For those hoping to get a share, the bidding is expected to begin at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and NPR's Elaine Corey is following the auction.
In this stage of Google's Dutch auction, investors who have already registered and opened a brokerage account will place bids with one of the 28 brokerages that are managing the auction. The question is, how much to bid? Google's founders say they expect the final price will fall between $108 and $135 per share. But skepticism over the IPO has been mounting. David Menlo, president of IPOfinancial.com, is growing more pessimistic that bidders, either large institutional firms or novice small investors, will figure out how to price their bid.
Investors don't know where they should be turning as far as a guide to the bid process. And it just becomes a situation, I guess, of deer in the headlights. Everybody freezes, and this creates a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unruliness, and a lot of discomfort with investors that could cause them to pull out.
Other investment analysts have also soured on the deal. Some of them would like to see Google's Dutch auction fizzle, so it doesn't encourage a raft of similar IPOs in the future. Josh Jaffe, a senior writer at The Deal magazine, says an online auction just isn't the investment bank's favorite type of stock offering.
For one thing, the fees aren't as large. So that's the raison d'etre of investment banks' profit. So right there, there's a reason for not being so excited about it. Second, they have to set up an area on their website and provide certain technology to accept online bids. So that's expensive.
But according to Jaffe, Google's founders didn't really care about alienating investment banks because their IPO was hot and they thought they could afford to focus on small investors.
Google wants to have as diverse and large a base of shareholders as possible. And they've said in their prospectus that people who bid for a small number of shares will be given priority over people who bid for thousands or tens of thousands of shares, which, you know, some people will do. So if you believe in this company's long-term prospects, go out and get 5 shares.
Ironically, some investors who've tried to buy the minimum number of shares have been turned away, failing to meet the eligibility requirements of a particular investment firm. Potential bidders had to fill out questionnaires about their assets and knowledge of investing. Some of them were rejected without being told why, although they suspect the problem was their net worth. David Menlo with IPOfinancial.com says the auction was intended to equalize the chances of small and large investors, but it's failed on that score.
Unfortunately, with the individual requirements of the brokerage firms, it would seem that some investors are more equal than others. This is yet another impediment as to people's ability to get their bids into the system. It's something that really should have been disclosed up front rather than so late in the process.
Google's founders announced they expect bidding to conclude next week, but that's only if enough bids come in at a high enough price to satisfy the company. If not, bidding could be extended. If all does go well, the auction will end sometime next week, and public trading in Google shares will open on the NASDAQ market under the ticker symbol GOOG. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.